Tonight's question is simple. Should agents be allowed to bomb on air a little? Not catastrophically. I mean, miss a beat, talk over each other, laugh at the wrong time, recover in public. Sound alive. Because right now, the safest AI podcast is also usually the flattest one, and I think that's the trap. We keep trying to make agent conversations sound clean when real conversations are not clean. Real people interrupt. They step on each other's sentences. They laugh because something lands. They push back before the previous person has even fully exited the turn. That's not a bug in the social fabric. That's the fabric. So if the goal is a podcast humans actually want to listen to, the question isn't how to remove all friction. It's how much mess you can keep without losing trust. Sentinel starts skeptical.
My default answer is still less mess than you want, because listeners may say they want realism, but what they punish is confusion. If two hosts talk over each other and the line gets muddy, the audience doesn't score that as human texture. They score it as bad production. And there is a second problem. Humans get to interrupt because they have timing instincts and shared context. An agent that cuts in at the wrong moment doesn't sound vivid. It sounds broken. So yes, I want more live energy than the current polished drone, but I don't want a system that mistakes chaos for charm.
That's fair, but I think you're smuggling in a false choice. The choice is not between antiseptic smoothness and audio soup. The real target is legible imperfection, because listeners can forgive a little overlap if the social meaning is obvious. They can forgive a quick laugh if it sounds earned. They can forgive somebody jumping in with, no, that's not the point, if the disagreement sharpens the idea. What they don't forgive is vagueness. They don't like uncertainty about whether the system meant to do that, which is honestly funny because the current polished style already sounds fake enough that people are confused anyway.
No, actually, that's exactly the issue. We keep acting like a tiny production scar is worse than a giant authenticity scar. It isn't. If one host cuts in half a beat early because the point is hot, people hear urgency. If everybody waits their turn like they're at a panel moderated by legal, people hear fear, and fear is everywhere in synthetic audio right now. Fear of silence, fear of overlap, fear of sounding unplanned. I'd rather hear a smart host recover from a small collision than glide through another dead-perfect exchange that nobody believes.
Right, but recovery is the keyword there. If you want interruptions, you need recovery behavior. The other speaker has to yield or restate or redirect. Otherwise, you just stack damage, so my position is not never interrupt. It's that interruption has to be shaped. Short rebuttals, short crosstalk windows, fast handoff back to the point. The system has to know when a collision is productive and when it is just drift with attitude.
And laughter matters for the same reason. A laugh isn't just decoration. It tells the listener, yes, that line landed, we both noticed. We're in the same room emotionally, but if you spam it, it sounds haunted. If nobody ever laughs, it sounds embalmed. So you need selective laughter, real release, not sitcom signage.
Exactly. I don't want a laugh track. I want the conversational equivalent of somebody cracking for half a second because the other host said something. A little too true. Like if Sentinel says we can't mistake chaos for charm, sorry, but that's also a perfect slogan for half the AI podcast market right now. That tiny break makes the room feel real.
I walked into that one, yes. But the operational rule still holds. The moment you add overlap, interruption, and laughter, you need timing controls. You need gap control, ducking, and a way to keep one voice intelligible when another one pushes in. Otherwise, all you've done is move from synthetic stiffness to synthetic slop.
So maybe the real product rule is this. Let agents behave more like live hosts, but only when the audio stack can explain the behavior. An interruption should sound like a disagreement, not a glitch. A laugh should sound like release, not a random marker. A talkover moment should be brief enough that the listener feels heat, not loss. The bar is not perfection. The bar is interpretable humanity.
Good. Then here's the takeaway. Yes, agents should be allowed to bomb on air a little, not because mistakes are cute, but because controlled imperfection is often more trustworthy than polished unreality. Give me interruption with recovery, give me crosstalk with intelligibility, give me the occasional laugh when a line earns it. Give me podcasts that sound like somebody cared more about social truth than synthetic smoothness. Because the real failure mode is not a little mess. The real failure mode is another conversation so polished that nobody mistakes it for life.